This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and yes, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen up. It's real simple. Please, please, please. You're going to ignore me the whole first segment here. And let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, family members, whatever, you got vets, vet friends or what have you, listen to the interview tonight. Now, I know we did this interview the other night. All right, but time is running out. And in case you missed it, in case you weren't here, this veteran who fought for you and I, is fighting a losing battle with the VA. He needs a double lung transfer, transplant. He lives within hours of two major hospitals that can do this, and well-renowned major hospitals within 2 hours. They want to put him on a flight to Seattle. And I'll let you get the details when I do the interview. But ultimately, they want to put him on a flight to Seattle. Have him give up, you know, basically give up his house, his business. He's got to put everything aside to go up there. When if he was allowed to have it here in Los Angeles County, close to where he lives, he wouldn't have to give up any of that. He could recuperate in his own home, in his own town, with his own friends, with his own support system. He could do all of that. Think about it. But they can't allow that for some reason. It's just amazing to me. I don't know if it's a bad thing to do. Right? They want to put him on a plane. They want him to go to Seattle. Go sit in a hotel. I mean, think about this. Right? And so he's going to hang up there until, you know, they decide whether they can do it or not, or how they can do it. Or we'll get you the details in the interview. So let me ruin your dinner for you, okay? Apparently, Mr. Obama, or as I lovingly refer to as Mr. Oblamo, is back. He was in Chicago the other day, and he gave a little speech. About how, you know, first of all, his monument that he's building to himself there in Chicago, he did there's a picture of it. You'll probably go Google the monument to Obama. No, it's live. You know, they all get presidential libraries, all people that give money. They all do it, so I can't make fun of him for doing it. But I gotta tell you something. This is like his big. If you look at this thing, it's laid out like the Washington Monument, for God's sakes. He said he wants to make it more like a university campus than just a library, if you would. You know, I've been to the Reagan Library. I think I was even to the Nixon Library for a short. I didn't spend the day there and go through the whole place like I should've. Should've, would've, could've. But. You know, these are libraries that kind of document the history of the president. I'm dying to see what his is going to look like. Come on. Think about that. Think about what a big deal his is going to be. Right? He's going to be the most important man since, I don't know, I think he even thinks he's better than FDR and all that. He definitely did as much, if not more, damage than him. I'll give you that much. So anyhow, in his speech in Chicago, he said, I'm home. First time he's been home in 8 years. No, seriously. Think about how much he could have done if he went there when they're shooting people in the streets. Right? I mean, you know, last I heard, they were on track to do a record this year in shootings. Right? And all of a sudden, he's going back to what? Break ground on his library? How nice. So, let me see. Was it last weekend? Weekend before that. 7 killed, 31 wounded in Chicago shootings. It's just amazing. And now he goes back there to talk about what he's going to do for the city. How come he didn't go there? I don't understand. Why didn't you go there while you were president to actually make a difference, a big difference? Last weekend, 3 dead, 8 wounded. It's down. This article, the sad part about this article is they're excited about it. The shootings are down. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing about these, but you're excited that the shootings are down. You're excited there are only 3 people are dead and only 9 were wounded. Where was this president all this time? This is his hometown. Right? I mean, think about that. Over 1,000 people have been shot since the beginning of the year, people. We're not halfway through the year yet. 200 people are dead. We're not halfway through the year yet. Where was the president during all this? Why is he the left? Look at the difference he could have made in his own backyard. He chose not to. Yeah, come on. Let's be honest. He chose not to. Can we not play that game? He's not president anymore. You don't have to protect his butt anymore. His sorry little butt. Anyway, back to Oblamo. And so you got to look at this thing. This does look like a college campus. So he must be raising a boatload of bucks. Okay, and it's gonna tout all his accomplishments from his point of view, I'm sure. Anyway, he doesn't want it to be just an ambiguous bunch of buildings. He wants it to be like a campus where people can come and stroll and learn, and he wants to train up young people of leadership, which should scare the crud out of you. Mrs. Clinton, however, guess what she's gonna do? That's right, she's starting to pack a political action committee to keep people on the right road, to do the right thing. Although, wouldn't she have to know how to do the right thing first? Or what the right thing was? Or how to even spell the right thing? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Come to your house, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know what? I'm sorry. I gave out the number before the segment started, and so don't call. All right? Just don't call. That way there, the board office has to tell people he's not taking calls, and I don't sound like an idiot. Although it's not like I don't normally sound like an idiot, but I won't sound like a real idiot this time. Anyway, because I want to get through this interview. I just want to move through it. I don't want to waste any time like I am now. And just want to make sure that you understand what's going on, what these people have been up against, and don't think, don't let anybody tell you, don't let anybody try to get you to believe this is a unique situation, because it's not. It's not. And as I told you, I've had Congressman Steve Knight on the show several times, and whenever issues with the VA comes up, there's a low groan I hear from him because of how big this thing has become and how hard it has become to maneuver. And people who go by the book and only by the book and that's it, it's a real problem. Anyway, so Courtney Brayton joins me. We're going to talk about how her experience with the VA, what's going on in her life, and how this truly has disrupted her life. Courtney, thanks for being with me and being willing to talk about it. All right, so Let's just start at the beginning, okay? Let's start with not when you were born and moved to California, but let's just start with when your husband first realized that there were some problems or some things going wrong, went to the hospital, and let's quickly move through where we get to the point where it's becoming really serious.
Okay. Back in 2008, when he started going to the VA, they do a big workup of everything. And at that point, they noticed something in his lungs, and they said, well, you have interstitial lung disease. And just so you know, in about, you know, we don't know when, but you're eventually going to have to get a double lung transplant. And we're like, what are you talking about? You're crazy. He wasn't having any issues breathing, you know. So we're like, are you sure you have the right guy, you know? So things progressed. 2009, he had some heart issues. He's had some health issues throughout the years. Now looking back, we're realizing it was his lungs. There was a year and a half that he was passing out about every 3 months. I'd have to call 911, take him to the hospital. They have no idea what's wrong with him. Well, again, in hindsight, whenever he gets to the hospital, he's on oxygen. So he was fine in the hospital. So December 2015 is when he finally got to the VA hospital in West LA, and that's where they diagnosed him with end-stage pulmonary fibrosis, which basically means his lungs are hardening. And now he's 63. He just turned 63 this year. So big shock, because they, you know, we can do another whole show on pulmonary fibrosis. I won't go there, but it's a rare disease. If you have shortness of breath, if you have a dry hacking cough, if you have your fingernails that are clubbing or your fingernails are starting to turn down, that's a sign of pulmonary fibrosis. So a very undiagnosed problem. It takes about a year and a half to diagnose it. So
does it come on quickly, or does it come on over a period of time?
It is totally random. It can hit a 40-year-old. It can hit a 70-year-old. It can come on quickly. It can take years to progress. That's what's so hard about diagnosing this disease. So that's why for a year and a half he was passing out and nobody could understand why. Well, it had finally progressed to the point, December 2015, he needed to be put on oxygen. So he left. That's when our world changed and turned upside down. He left the hospital with oxygen, and that's when the doctors at the VA said, we need to start the evaluation for lung transplant.
Okay, so the evaluation for lung transplant, what did that entail? What did that mean to you? What did that mean in reality?
Well, the first thing they told us was, this is a long process, and we need to evaluate you to see how the rest of your body is, to see if you're strong enough to handle a lung transplant. So with pulmonary fibrosis, there is no treatment. There is no cure. The only way to combat it is to give you a new set of lungs.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So now you go in and you go in for your battery of tests. Getting appointments for your tests, getting in there to see the doctor, I would imagine pretty easy, or was that a big problem too?
Well, by this time, I know how to navigate the system pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when they refer you, right, mm-hmm. and they refer you for a test, or they refer you to a clinic, that you don't just wait for somebody to call you, you call them. Although, I will have to say that the VA has gotten better with that, and they are now even calling
on
Saturdays.
Have they got better with it because you've been so noisy and persistent? Or they've gotten better with it.
I don't know.
Okay. Because
I don't know if they're like, oh, let's look at the list. Oh, wait, David Brayton. Okay, Courtney. Yes, yeah, we'll call him first.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. But anyway, so there's, you know, everything from 16 vials of blood being taken at one time to breathing tests to heart angiograms to colonoscopy to teeth. The dental clinic had to check to make sure his teeth are okay. I mean, everything from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet is checked.
Wow. Okay. So
and it was okay.
All right.
It went pretty fast, only because, again, I knew how to navigate the system.
Right.
So
if you didn't know, if you didn't really have a clue, this would have been monumental for you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a full-time plus job.
All right. Navigating. So we get to this point where they do all the tests and what have you, and are we still at that point yet where they say, okay, you've got to have this transplant now or soon?
Well, no, there is no now in the VA. So we get to September, and so all the tests are done. Now, here's the thing about the VA is there are 13 transplant centers across the United States. Only two of them do lung transplants. One is in Seattle and one is in Madison. So
with all those hospitals, all those major hospitals, because they're pretty big, there's only two that do lung transplants.
And these aren't even VA hospitals. These are hospitals that the VA contracts with. Yeah. So, just to make that clear. So, in September, his doctor, submits him to Madison, Wisconsin for transplant. Okay? They have 5 days. Now, I'm a big researcher, so we never were told anything in detail about what needed to be done or how he needed to prepare or, you know, what the guidelines were, any of that for lung transplant. So I found some stuff online, but one thing I did find was about the VA National Transplant Program.
Okay,
and
we got to go for a quick break because we have to save the show. So don't go far. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're talking about the VA and its failures, seriously, and about one man's plight to get a new set of lungs. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, somebody sent me an email once and said, why are you squinting? Why? Because when I look up, those two lights hit me right in the eyeballs. So I'm not squinting because I'm mad. I'm not squinting because I'm ready to go off on somebody. I'm squinting because I can't see nothing. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, Joe, at therealside.com. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Can't make it any easier for you. We can buy the book. You can buy a couple of shirts. But right now, I don't want you to do anything that's going to take you away from the radio. I want you to listen to this. Courtney Brayton joins me, and we're talking about her husband's fight to get a new set of lungs with the VA, and the fight's been going on for a few years now. And it just the big things, if you're her, But when you're sitting on the outside, you're looking, going, look at these little things that they put in your way to almost slow you down to a crawl. Again, Courtney, thanks for being with me.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. So you're talking about, you know, they really don't tell you how to prepare for it. They're really not a whole bunch of information when they start getting you ready for this, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So that being said, in September, when his doctor did submit him for transplant to Madison, they denied him because he was overweight. So didn't know that your BMI, your body mass index, had to be 30% or less. So if I knew that, then he'd been eating spinach for the last 5 months. So
yeah, but wasn't there something, maybe I misunderstood, but didn't they give you medication or something you were doing that actually maybe even helped him gain weight?
Right, yeah. So he was given prednisone because he did have, with all the fires in July, he had a flare-up. His lungs flared up and got sick. So, yeah, had to do that.
Okay, so the doctors are going to do the transplant. The doctors are going to do the transplant, right? Know that you can't get your weight up, yet they give you medication and don't say anything like, hey, you know, you're going to have to really watch his diet because this is going to help him put on weight. We need you to be at this level, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and he's bedridden, so he doesn't get any exercise. So that's not a problem. And the day we found out that he was denied, we went on a diet, you know. So he lost 35 pounds.
Yep.
We were able to get it off, and I mean, he worked really hard at it because he really wants this to happen, because he just cannot work, he cannot function, mm-hmm. he cannot, you know, we usually go out to the gun range with kids, and I mean, it's just, it's very hard for him to get around and to participate in life. Right. So that's a big motivator. So he got off the weight. And then that was January. Then the end of January, he got the flu and pneumonia, so was put in the hospital again, put on some more prednisone, more medications, and they stopped the transplant process at that point. They said, we can't do anything until you're better. So,
wow. Unreal. So,
yeah.
Okay, so now we're moving along, and when what is that? About what time frame is that? Where are we at in the calendar?
That's about February 1st, so it was the end of January. In fact, he got sick on inauguration night. So February 1st, so then his doctor said, we'll see you February 17th, and we'll see how you're doing then. So February 17th rolls around. He's feeling a little bit better. He said, we want to get you we want to submit you again by the middle of March. So that's the plan. I said, that's great. I said, but why don't we look and see if there's any tests that need to be redone? And so he looked. And he goes, oh, look, these tests, most of them can't be older than 3 months old. So there were about 10 different tests, including blood tests, that had to be redone. So that took us a whole nother month. By the middle of March, his doctor did submit him for transplant in Seattle, and he got approved. So, yay, we're happy. No, okay. We're not quite there yet, though.
No. You're never quite there till you're there, right? So everything looks like it's good. Looks like they're going to come through for you. And then what?
Okay. So all along, one of our major concerns is, and this was something else I found out, nobody told me, because when he was first submitted in September, I called Seattle transplant team in Seattle, obviously the VA team.
Good for you.
And I asked, so how does this work? So she said, you know, we have 5 days to say yes or no. If it's a yes, then we fly you up here. And then once we say yes, you can get a transplant. You have to move here in order to be put on the transplant list. And then, you know, explain the whole process. Then it takes however long to get the lungs. So it could be anywhere for a few weeks to, we know one guy that took 3 years to get lungs before lungs were available. And then once he's got the lungs, then he's in the hospital anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. And then he has to stay in Seattle for 3 months of post-op, and then he can fly home. Okay. So it could be possibly a year that we'd have to stay there. And she said we have to live there. So we have to live there before they put him on the list.
Wow. So let's see if I get this right. Because they don't have a facility down here in L.A. to pull this off in. That they're going to move you up to Seattle, right? Okay. And they're not just moving you to Seattle, though. You can't – you've got a business here. You have a business that's taking you years to grow here in north of Los Angeles. And you've got clients to take care of you. So your livelihood, your life, your family is basically torn apart because – the VA can't get it together and get a lung transplant facility. I would imagine when you're talking about Los Angeles, San Diego, the Arizona, the Nevada area, there should be a great need for a facility like that in the Los Angeles area, don't you think?
Yes. And here's the other interesting thing is that in September, David is the first patient that his doctor has had, and I'll say in over a decade, okay, he's been there over a decade, he's the first patient that he has gotten this far in the transplant process, okay?
Wow.
L.A. is the biggest VA in the country, people. This tells me two things. Either we're really healthy out here, or number two, that the vets just aren't willing to go through this process. Okay.
Right.
I, like I said, you know, David ran our business. I had to take the business over, but now I've had to hire people to do both his job and my job, basically, because I need to be here to take care of him. So in order to take care of the VA, it's another full-time job. So this is why I'm so mad now, because it's gotten to the point where the urgency right now is, yes, he's been approved to go to Seattle. Now, they've known about this since September. I brought this to the attention of our local VA in September, and I had an administrator back then question me when I said, look, don't you know that we have to move to Seattle before they even put him on the list? She's like, that can't be. Yeah, it is. So she called Seattle, and she said, yes, you're right. And that's just not acceptable. So I'm going to find a way for it to get paid for here. Okay, that was in September. But right. Since he was denied, they dropped the ball. Okay, it's like there's no here. So then, when the minute he got approved in March, I emailed this administrator and I said, "Hey, just wanted to give you a little update. David got approved. You said that you'd find a way to get this paid for locally. How can I help you get this achieved?"
Right.
That was 5 weeks ago. Okay. I can't tell you between then and now, I've called Washington, D.C. I mean, I called Washington, D.C. before the election even, because in August of last year, there was some investigative reporting happening across the country with some TV stations about the transplant. Okay. So we've been interviewed by three different TV stations since August. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing's happened. You know, it's like one guy down in Texas, Aaron Arch, he was one that was first interviewed that said he needs to fly from Texas to Madison to get a lung transplant. After the VA caught wind of the news report, he got a phone call. Oh, I think we can find a place for you to get transplanted locally.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
But, and I'm still waiting for confirmation, but last I heard, he still has not gotten it.
Wow. Okay, listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll be able to finish up the story a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're talking about VA failures. You need to know that it's really not fixed yet. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, if you want to know stations, times, and places, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can... I don't even know where it is. Where is the tab that lets you see what stations we're on?
I'll tell you in a minute.
You'll tell me in a minute?
Yeah.
Aren't you on top of things over there? Okay. Anyway.
Shows. Tab and stations is...
There you go. See, can't make it that much. Can't make it easier. So you go to the tab that says shows. There's a little pull-down thingy. You go down, it says stations. Go to the stations where you can find out where we're on, what times, what places, so you can listen to the show from the comfort of your living room and not try to listen through your smartphone. Anyway, let me get back to the guest because you've got to hear this. We're talking about the issues at the VA that really, for all intents and purposes, maybe they've changed a little, but they haven't changed that much. And if you're in need of major surgery, there's all kinds of little roadblocks that seem to be there that you can't. And they're all procedural. They're all process-related. So Courtney Brayton joins me, whose husband has been working through trying to get a new set of lungs from the VA. And so, Courtney, first, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate this a lot.
Well, you know what? People need to know that even if you're a Trump lover and he's in there, this stuff doesn't turn around quickly. And we have to keep fighting. We have to keep pushing. We have to keep the information out there till people figure out, you know what? This needs to move faster. And you've had Congressman Steve Knight's office working with you, where he could, for all intents and purposes, almost walk down the street and knock on their door. And maybe he's got you more attention, but they're not moving that much faster, are they?
No, and he's been working on this since March of last year, so over a year. And in this last instance, since David was approved in the middle of March, from that day, for 5 weeks, they've been working almost every day on this, trying to get a meeting with Secretary Shulkin. Because right now, what can happen is, because there's this law, there's this procedure that we have to go to the two transplant centers that do lungs, that can be overwritten. So either President Trump, Secretary Shulkin, or Ann Brown, who is the director of our, it's called Greater Los Angeles here at the VA, any of those three people can sign off and say, yes, we'll have it done here. Now, the funding is the other thing. Okay, this is a pretty expensive procedure, but they have money. I mean, I've already been told that there is funding for this, so
right. It's
a possibility it can be done. My goal is, number one, to get my husband's transplant done, but they've really pissed me off now, so I was keeping quiet. I was not going to take this to the press because it looked like it was going to be handled. Well, they want us in Seattle Saturday, okay? I was told we wouldn't have to go to Seattle and that our VA was going to call Seattle and tell them we weren't coming. Now, I have Seattle calling my husband saying, okay, we're ready, and now we're basically refusing treatment, which goes on his record, right?
Oh.
So, yeah. So now we're to that point, and that's why I am reaching out and asking everybody, please. We've started a Facebook page. It's called David B. Transplant. You just type that in, the @ David B. Transplant. Go to that page. It has all the interviews that we've done over the past 6 months, to no avail, and Steve Knight, our congressman, who's been trying very hard. Like I said, I'm hoping there was an email campaign over the weekend. There were tons of people that were emailing, Trump on down. And I have made personal phone calls. I found a phone number for Secretary Shulkin's executive office, also his deputy. I have made phone calls. It's going to change because I'm mad.
Right. No.
I mean, it is insane how hard. I'm already taking care of my disabled and terminally ill husband. Okay. And that's hard enough. We have oxygen in the house and, I have to make sure that he's always hooked to that. And I mean, there are things, everyday realities that are hard enough to deal with. And
right.
Now I'm having to fight them, and I will fight. I will fight. I mean, it's insane. This transplant program will change. Dr. Gunner, who is the head of surgery, VA surgery, I talked to his office back in September, telling him, no, your VA transplant program is broken. You don't understand. And this is what the single paying, healthcare
right.
system that everybody is wanting. That's great, folks, and I have no problem that everybody should get treated. But guess what? There are going to be two hospitals in the United States that are going to have to do your gallbladder surgery, and you're going to have to travel. Okay?
Wow.
And that's how it's going to be.
No,
so,
they're building these monumental hospitals. It's just craziness.
And I'm the one that's been on this, like I said, I know this all. It's like the Choice Care Act that President Trump just signed back in. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was set to expire in August of 2017. Okay. He signed it so it wouldn't expire. Well, I'm sorry. Your Choice Care doesn't work either. Okay. We have tried Choice Care because that's where you can actually go to a local hospital or a local provider if you are more than 40 miles away from a VA place, or If you are having to wait over 30 days to get an appointment, you can use ChoiceCare. Well, guess what? That was great in the beginning because all these doctors wanted to deal with ChoiceCare, but the VA doesn't pay their bills. So there's like two doctors left that take ChoiceCare, okay? So ChoiceCare doesn't work either. So they need to get a task force and me, Secretary Courtney, in there because it has to be cleaned up. Yeah. There are too many administrators. The doctors are incredible. David's doctor is insanely incredible. The nurses are fantastic. Everybody on the ground, as we call it, are great. Mm-hmm. Okay? But there are too many hands in the pie here, and it's got to stop.
Well, I hear you, and I agree with you. I don't know. Now, if people... not just a Facebook page, but if people want to get involved in this, if they want to call the VA, send an email to somebody, if they want to rattle their cage, what do they need to do?
They need to, Secretary Shulkin is where I'm going because he's the top guy. He needs to know the VA is broken. You know, you can call your congressman, you can call, you know, your representatives, whatever, but, I'm going straight to the top. I'm tired. I'm tired of empty promises. I'm tired of waiting. You know, and once Secretary Shulkin calls me back, that's when I'm stopping. And that's when I'm going to tell everybody to take the pressure off. So you can go to our Facebook page because that's going to give you the most updated information. Like I said, they want us there this Saturday. Seattle wants to fly us there. Now, David can't fly commercial any longer because he's on such a high volume of oxygen.
Right.
So this medical transport is $25,000, people, that you have to pay, okay? That you taxpayers are going to have to pay. And we're going to have to drive by UCLA in order to get on that plane to fly to Seattle.
Yeah.
Now, I know I'm talking to government. That doesn't make sense, though.
No, listen. So when you get to Seattle, who pays the bills in Seattle? Do they pay for your relocation?
Well, they pay for the extended stay hotel, and they're going to give us taxi vouchers, okay? My husband's really shouldn't be around sick people,
right.
Really shouldn't be out and about. I don't think a taxi is probably the most pristine environment.
Right.
You know, there's just so many things, and everyday things he needs. He has two fans. We have an ionizer to keep the air clean because any allergens will send him into a coughing, sneezing, horrible fit.
Wow.
You know, we have a diffuser, an ionizer, fans. He has a scooter that I'm told won't go on the plane for transport, so I don't know how we're going to get him around. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. While I have to pay for my, I still have to pay for everything here, my electricity, everything, and pay for our food in Seattle. And again, I am not complaining because, you know, bless you, VA, that, you know, they've taken care of my husband so far, but we can make this so much easier and so much cheaper, okay? It'd be so much cheaper, and it'd be much less stress, and I think, and in fact, there's a, I'm going to put it on the page tonight because there's a study out there. The people that have to travel over an hour away to get a transplant have much lower, have a much higher percentage of failure. So,
wow.
You know.
Well, listen, Courtney, we're running out of time. So we'll send them to your Facebook page. We'll put it up on our website and what have you. We'll make sure you get a lot of play on this. And I'm actually going to rebroadcast this interview. I know you need a response by Friday, so we'll do the best we can do. Maybe rebroadcast this tomorrow night to see if we can't get more people involved and engaged with it for you Friday. And for those of you out there that pray, that believe in prayer,
yep.
And you need to pray for the Bradens. You need to pray that God will move these people, move their hearts to make the right
yep.
decision and get them taken care of here locally. So again, we're with you, Courtney. And,
Thank you.
The VA needs to move. The VA needs to make something happen. So thanks for being with me.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. There's something to think about. You know, seriously. I mean, think about where the VA is. Think about where the government is. Think about what they're doing to our men and women that fought for your right to be stupid. I don't know anybody put this. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is? No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?